阿门。
阿门。
哈利路亚，奉主圣名啊，继续我们啊下午的学习哦。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin with this afternoon's learning.
我们一起看圣经之前呢，来唱一首诗，看514首。
And before we begin, let us sing hymn 514.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们继续来从会幕当中看信仰的人生哦。
And so now we will continue to study the tabernacle and how it relates to our lives.
那我们今天早上有说到这个会幕是以色列人信仰的中心。
And so we talked this morning about how the tabernacle was the center of faith for the Israelites.
所以建造会幕是需要每一个人都要参与、付出并且用心。
So everyone must participate in building up the tabernacle.
今天教会也需要成为我们生活的中心。
And today the church be the center of our lives.
所以教会也需要我们用心，需要我们付出。
So the church needs our efforts and our heart.
我们昨天有说我们今天早上有说到会幕的建造需要每一个人都要参与，都要付出哦。
So this morning we said that everyone must participate in the construction of the tabernacle.
但是这个付出必须有规矩。
But this effort must follow an order.
就是要按照神所吩咐，按照神所要求的。
It must be according to what God commanded.
所以信仰不是一种自由的选择。
So faith is not a free choice.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是你要信耶稣很好。
So it's great that you want to believe in Jesus.
你想认识主感谢主啊。
Thank God if you want to come and know him.
但是呢，不是你爱怎么信，想怎么做。就可以的啊。
But it's not that you can believe any which way that you want.
信仰的道路，永生的门路，圣经里面主耶稣已经设得很清楚了。
The way to eternal life has been told very clearly by Jesus in the Bible.
要怎么样信耶稣，要怎么样得永生，圣经里面有一条绝对的道路。
How to believe and how to receive eternal life, there is an absolute way in the Bible.
所以今天一个人要认识神，想要得到永生，就必须要按照这条道路来走。
So if you want to believe and receive eternal life, there is a set way which you must walk.
所以啊，人是没有选择，不能改变这一条路的。
So we do not have the choice to change this way.
你只有两个选择。
You have two choices only.
你可以选择信。
You can believe.
或者可以选择不信。
Or you cannot believe.
这个选择是在我们的手上的。
And that choice is in your hands.
但是我们没有能力，没有权利去更改。我们没有选择，没有办法去更改这一条道路啊。
But we do not have the power to change that way.
你不能看着圣经说，哎呀，我不喜欢，圣经这样教我不喜欢啊。
You can't read the Bible and say, I do not like these teachings.
这一页我不喜欢，我把它撕掉，没有看到就没事啦。
I don't like this page, I'll rip it out and then I don't see it.
这样的信仰没有办法引你到永生啊。
This kind of faith does not bring you to eternal life.
圣经里面说圣经里面说我们要守诫命要遵守十诫啊。
So the Bible says we must keep the Ten Commandments.
你知道十诫有两个不同的版本吗？
Do you know there are two versions of the Ten Commandments?
如果有空去 Google你打Ten Commandments 打十诫会出现两种不同版本哦。
If you have time, you should Google it and you'll find two different versions.
为什么有两种不同版本呢？
And why is that?
一种是基督教版啊。
And the first is the Christian church version.
那个版本跟我们现在的圣经是一样的。
And this version adheres to what we have in the Bible.
还有另外一种版本呢。
And then there's a second version.
叫做天主教版的十诫哦。
It is the Catholic version of the Ten Commandments.
这个我有自己去对过真的不太一样哦。
And I have compared myself and they are quite different.
我也有去问过那个天主教徒他们说对啦是不一样啦。
And I have asked the Catholics before and they said yes it is different.
哪里不一样呢？
And how is it different?
你们觉得哪一戒不一样？
And which commandment do you think is different?
对。第二戒不可拜偶像不见啊。
And it is the second commandment, which is thou shalt not worship idols.
为什么不可拜偶像不见了呢？
And why would that one disappear?
你只要有机会去走走那个天主教的大教堂，你就知道为什么不见啊。
If you have a chance to go to a cathedral, you will know why.
你走进去左边、右边、前面、后面、上面、下面，全部都是偶像啊。
As soon as you enter, the idols are everywhere in the cathedral.
什么圣彼得、圣保罗、圣一堆通通都有啊。
And they're idols of every single saint.
所以每当他们的信徒，每当他们的人读到不可拜偶像
So whenever the members come to the point where they cannot worship idols,
就觉得不舒服怪怪的
It makes them feel uncomfortable.
那不舒服怪怪的怎么办呢？
And so what happens?
你有两个选择
You have two choices.
如果你觉得这个看了以后不舒服怪怪的， 你所做的跟圣经不同啊，你有两个选择哦。
If it feels weird to you that you're doing something different from the Bible, you have a choice.
那第一个选择啊，就是寻找到问题的根源，改变自己啊。
And the first is you can change yourself once you've realized the origin of the problem.
啊，但是啊，改变是痛苦的啊。
But it's hard to change.
改变需要付出努力啊。
You have to be very diligent.
改变是一种，有时候是一种对生活很大的压力啊。
It's a huge pressure to change.
哦，所以啊。改变太麻烦了。
So it's too much trouble to change.
啊，所以改变自己比较麻烦，怎么办？
So because it's so much trouble to change yourself, what should you do?
第二个方法就是改变圣经啊。
The second way is to change the Bible.
圣经上面说啊，不可拜偶像哦。
The Bible said you should not worship idols.
啊，把它遮住，看不到就没事啦。
Let me cover it and then I can't see it.
哦，所以真的啊，天主教就把第二戒不可拜偶像拿掉了。
So then the Catholics have eliminated the second commandment.
今天如果我们用这种态度来追求我们的信仰啊。
So today, if that is the attitude in which we pursue our faith.
你可以很爱神
you can love God very much.
你可以很热心
you can be very earnest.
你可以常常聚会
and you can worship all the time.
但是你最后不会得救啊
but at the end you will not be saved.
哦，因为你把神的话更改了
because you have changed God's word.
但是不要忘了最后审判的标准却没有改变啊
but don't forget the standard for judgment has not changed.
哦，所以我们今天要来追求，要来侍奉哦。
So today when we pursue and we serve,
记得我们的神是有规矩的神。
We have to remember that there's an order to our God.
你必须要按照他的条件，他的要求来做。
And you must follow his requirements.
才能够蒙他的喜悦哦。
So that you can be pleasing to him.
我们看回来出埃及记的第三十五章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 35.
出埃及记三十五章。
Exodus chapter 35,
第三十节
verse 30.
出埃及记三十五章三十节
Exodus 35, verse 30.
摩西对以色列人说：“犹大支派中户尔的孙子乌利的儿子比撒列，神已经提他的名召他三十一
，31.
又以神的灵充满了他，使他有智慧、聪明。”知识能做各样的工三十二
32.
能想出巧工用金银铜制造各物三十三
33.
又能刻宝石可以镶砍能雕刻木头能做各样的巧工三十四
34.
神又使他和但支派亚西撒抹的儿子亚和利亚伯心里灵明能教导人三十五
35.
主使他们心满有智慧能做各样的工无论是雕刻的工巧匠的工用蓝色紫色朱红色线和细麻绣花的工并机匠的工他们都能做也能想出奇巧的工我们看三十六章第一节、哦、
36 verse 1
比撒列和亚和利亚伯并一切心里有智慧的就是蒙神赐智慧聪明叫他知道做圣所各样使用之工的都要照主所吩咐的做工啊、这里告诉我们呢他们、啊、要开始建造这个会幕了
So here it tells us they are about to construct the tabernacle
那这个建造会幕、啊、不只是需要有材料
So when you build it you not only need supplies
不只是需要有人力、啊、有工人、啊、
And you not only need manpower
在这里、啊、还说、啊、有需要一些有智慧有灵巧能够想出各样巧工的人来帮手啊
But you also need the Spirit of God with skill and ability to build it.
那在这里说啊，有两个人被征召了。
And here it says two people were called.
一个叫做比撒列，另外一个叫做亚和利亚伯。
And one was Bezaleel, and the other was Oholiab.
啊，在这里讲说啊，这个工作是两个人一起来做的哦。
And here it says the work was done by two.
啊，这个所以啊，圣工上面要有同伴，要有同工哦。
So we need to have partners with us when we do work.
那有的时候啊，我们现今的社会啊，我们喜欢什么事都自己做啊。
In our society, we are very independent.
好，所以我们讲分工合作，哦。
And so we always talk about divide and conquer.
啊，他说啊，分工啊，现在的社会啊，分工很容易啊。
And it's very easy to split up work.
啊，你做你的，我做我的，大家一人做一份啊。
So you do your part and I'll do mine.
分工很容易，合作很困难啊。
It's very easy to divide up the work. It's very difficult to work together.
对不起。为什么合作很困难呢
And why is it difficult to cooperate?
因为你要合作你必须要什么你要跟别人配合啊
Because then you need to collaborate.
啊，那每个人啊，可能观念不同想法不同教育不同
And you may have different education or different perspectives.
从小成长环境不同，所以解决问题的方法也不一样啊。
You grew up in different environments, so you have different problem-solving skills.
所以啊，当一个问题在眼前，可能不同的人用不同的方式去处理啊。
So different people will use different ways to solve the same problem.
当你必须要跟别人同工的时候
，So when you have to work together with someone,
代表说有时候你必须要放弃自己的坚持。
Sometimes you have to let go of your stubbornness.
有时候必须你要学习聆听别人的建议。
You have to learn to listen to other suggestions.
你要认识你不一定永远都是对的。
You have to understand you might not always be right.
那这个对我们今天的人啊，现今社会的人啊，不容易啊。
And for our society today, this is very difficult.
所以我们很喜欢分工，但是我们很讨厌合作啊。
So we like splitting up the work, but we hate working together.
但是啊，从圣经里面我们一直看到哦。
But from the Bible, we always see.
那圣工当中啊，神很喜欢我们一起做啊。
God really likes it when we do holy work together.
所以当神选召摩西的时候
，So when God called Moses.
那摩神也替摩西安排同伴啊。
God also gave colleagues to Moses.
他说啊，你有你的哥哥啊，亚伦陪着你啊。
You have your brother Aaron with you.
当主耶稣啊派门徒出去的时候
，And when Jesus sent the disciples out,
也都是两个一起出去啊。
They always went out in pairs.
所以啊，我们今天做圣工啊，千万不要老是喜欢孤单一人啊。
So today when we do holy work, we should not do it by ourselves.
是的，孤单一人啊比较自由啊。
Of course, you have more freedom when you're by yourself.
我爱怎么做就怎么做啊。
I'll do it whatever way I want.
但是啊，如果只有你一个人
，But if it's just you,
走错路你都不知道。
If you go the wrong way, you wouldn't even know.
失败了没有人帮你。
If you fail, no one can help you.
有时候侍奉到最后，觉得自己非常的孤单啊。
You serve until the end, and then you're very lonely.
但是有时候我们会发觉啊，我们工作当中啊，常常找不到同伴哦。
But sometimes when we work, we can't find a partner.
所以有时候我们就像以利亚一样啊。
So we are like Elijah.
放眼望去，主啊，只剩我一人啊。
You say, God, it is just me. I'm the one righteous person left.
是不是有时候工作当中常觉得说啊，真孤单，只剩下我一个人爱教会而已啊。
Do you feel like sometimes you're so lonely? You're the only person left who loves the church.
只剩下我一个人努力参与圣工而已啊。
I'm the only one working hard in holy works.
主啊，你看见了吗？他们都不爱神，只有我啊。
God, have you seen? I'm the only one that loves you.
那有时候啊，我们就像以利亚陷入这种只有我一人的这种心情啊。
Sometimes we are like Elijah, where we think we are the last man standing.
所以我觉得啊，那个神对以利亚的反应也很有趣哦。
So I think that God had a very interesting reaction to Elijah.
他说啊，只有你一人啊。
He said, "You're the only one righteous person."
说还有啦，七千个啦。
There are 7,000 others.
你只是7001呀。
You're just number 7,001.
有时候为什么我们喜欢觉得说只有我一人
？So why is it that we like to feel like we're the only good person left？
哎，有那种悲剧英雄的感觉啊！你看，只剩下我一个在热心。
Because then you can say you're the hero, you're the only one who's zealously working.
其实有时候是一种隐藏的骄傲啊。
But actually, it's probably a hidden pride.
但是如果你发觉说啊。还有七千多个啊，我只是其中之一啊。
But then you find out, oh, there are 7,000 others. I'm just one of many.
突然骄傲不起来啦。
Suddenly you can't be proud anymore.
因为你只是众多圣工人员当中的一个啊。
Because you're just one of many, many workers.
所以我们不要常常啊，让自己陷在这种只剩我一人的这种状况啊。
So let's not fall into this kind of attitude.
要有同伴。
We should have a partner.
这个神要我们工作当中有同伴是有好处的啊。
There are benefits to working together.
就像我们今天早上说的啊。
Just like this.Morning.
有人同伴啊，有人做同工啊，啊，能够啊看到不同的角度哦。
Someone who works with you will be able to see a different point of view.
好，我们来看一节经节啊。
Let us turn to a verse.
我们来看一下《传道书》哦。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
我们看《传道书》的第四章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
传道书》的第四章的第九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9.
传道书四章九节，这里说两个人总比一个人好，因为两人劳碌同得美好的果效。第十节
，10.
若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，就没有人扶起他来，这人就有祸了。十一节
，11.
再者两人同睡就都暖和，一人独睡怎能暖和呢？十二节。
12.
有人攻胜，独身一人，若有两人便能抵挡他，三股合成的绳子不容易折断呢。圣经在这里告诉我们同伴的重要啊。
So here it tells us how important it is to have a partner.
说两个人啊比一个人好啊。
Because two are better than one.
啊，如果啊你在外面行路哦，去旅行的时候。
And if you're traveling outside.
啊，他们那时候啊出去旅行啊都要用走路的啊。
At the time they traveled by foot.
啊，他说如果你跌倒没有力气啊，你的同伴可以拉一把把你拉起来啊。
If you fall, the other person can help you up.
哦，所以啊同伴很重要。
So it is very important to work together.
啊，在这里说啊两人同睡怎能暖和呢？才能暖和。
And it says when two lie down together, they can keep warm.
你说一人独睡怎么暖和呢？
How can one keep warm alone?
你说怎么不行？我那个棉被盖厚一点就好啦。
I'll just get a bigger blanket.
啊，但是啊，这个时候不是在讲这个啊。
But that's not what they were talking about.
有人常用这一节说啊，你看嘛，需要结婚哦，两人的这样子才会暖和哦。
And some people use this verse as justification for why you should get married.
你说没有啦，我一个人睡也很暖和啊。
And you can say no, I'm alone and I sleep just fine.
这里是在讲哦，你出去旅行。
This is talking about when you go out to travel.
那个时候的人啊，出去旅行啊，都会披着一件像毯子一样哈，像毯子一样的那个像外袍啦。
And at the time, they would wrap themselves with quilts like a blanket.
哦，那这样子哈，那个平常走路的时候啊，这样刮风啊，什么太阳啊，可以这样遮一下啊。
So that they can shield themselves from the sun or the wind.
啊，那个时候晚上的时候啊，就变成他们睡觉的那个。睡觉的被子啊。
And at night, they used the blanket to sleep.
啊，但是那个是那种长长的哦。
And it was very long.
哦，所以啊，你遮了肚子就不能遮脚。
And so if you cover your stomach, you can't cover your feet.
啊，你遮了脚啊，肚子就感冒啦。
And then if you cover your feet, then your stomach will get
cold. 所以怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
他说，如果你两个人一个一起去旅行啊。
So if two of you go out traveling together.
一个人的遮肚子，另外一个的遮脚啊。
Then you can use one of yours to cover the feet, the other to cover the stomach.
两个人就都暖和啦。
And two of you can be warm together.
所以啊，我们今天圣工上要有同工哦。
So today in our holy work, we need to have workers with us.
因为神给每个人的看见 vision 哦，看见是不太一样的。
Because God gives everyone a different vision.
哦，你在一件事工上啊，如果永远都是只有你一个人在做
，So if it is always just you that does this work,
你常常有时候会陷到一样的盲点，不断的重复同样的错误啊。
And you'll repeat your mistakes because you have that same blind spot.
因为你看不到
，Because you can't see.
但是当你今天有了同伴
，But today if you have a partner,
一个不同观念的人来帮你
，Someone with a different perspective to help you,
他可能会提出一个你从来没有想过、从来没有看见的事情。
He might come up with a suggestion you've never even thought of or heard of.
啊，当然了、啊，可能一开始啊。不好接受哦。
Maybe at the beginning it's difficult to accept.
啊，但是这就是一个人灵修的操练啊。
And that is how you train your spirituality.
看你能不能听得下去。
See if you can listen.
看你能不能谦卑接受。
Can you humbly accept?
哎，真的啊，有时候啊，人自己的盲点真的看不到哦。
Because we often can't see our own blind spots.
哦，像我从小在教会长大啊。
So I grew up in church.
啊，所以啊，从小就在参加教会的，从小在教会唱诗，从小参加教会诗班啊。
So I've been in church and choirs all my life.
哦，所以虽然我不会弹钢琴啊。
So I can't play the piano.
啊，虽然我音乐不太懂啊。
I don't understand music very much.
啊，但是啊，我总觉得说，哎，我那个至少唱诗哦，应该没有问题啊。
But I feel like I should be pretty good at singing hymns.
啊，一直到结了婚以后哦。
Until I got married.
我还记得啊，结了婚以后有一次啊，我们在达拉斯教会哦。
One time I was in Dallas after I got married.
结果啊，我太太跟我坐在一起啊。
And my wife was sitting with me.
我太太是音乐老师啊。
And she's a music teacher.
所以啊，我们就唱诗啊，我就听到旁边在咯咯咯一直笑，我不知道在笑什么。
So while we were singing, I heard giggling around me and I didn't know why.
你在笑什么？
So I asked, what are you laughing at?
没事，没事。
And she said nothing.
但是我只要一唱诗，她就笑啊。
But as soon as I sang, she would start laughing.
20几年，我从来不知道，原来我常唱走音啊。
So for over 20 years, I didn't realize that I had bad intonation when I sang.
因为我自己听起来啊，我还蛮准的。
Because to me, I thought I was pretty on key.
啊，但是啊，对一个音乐老师来讲，他就是从头笑到尾啊。
But for a music teacher, she just couldn't stop giggling.
所以怎么办
？So what did I do?
下次不要跟他坐一起就好了。
Next time, I don't sit with her.
所以有时候啊，真的啊。你自己看不见自己的缺点。
So you really cannot see your own weaknesses.
很多时候我们觉得自己没有问题。
We always think we don't have any problems.
但是一个跟你不太一样的人来到你的身边。
But when someone is different from you and they're next to you.
可能是神派到你身边让你更好的天使啊。
Maybe God arranged them to be your angel.
哦，就像这里啊，神安排了两个同工哦。
Just like here, God arranged for two workers.
让他们一起在事工上彼此扶助哦。
So that they could help each other in the works.
所以如果我们永远都只有一个人自己在服侍。
So if we we are always one person serving alone,
哦，我们要自己想一想到底问题在哪里。
We need to think about what is the problem there.
如果我们没有办法跟别人一起合作，
if we can't work together with someone,
我们要想一想问题的症结到底在哪里。
We have to think about what is the root of that problem.
然后祷告求主耶稣给我们一个好的同工。
And pray for a good partner from the Lord.
不是祷告求一个跟我一样的同工。
We don't pray for a partner similar to us.
而是祷告求一个适合我的同工。
We pray for the appropriate partner.
我们看回来。利未记的35章，好。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 35.
出埃及记的35章。
Exodus chapter 35.
35章的第30节，好。
35 verse 30.
那里说，摩西对以色列人说，犹大支派中户尔的孙子利乌利的儿子比撒列，神已经提他的名召他了。好，这里说啊，当神有一件事工要推动啊。
And so here it shows that when God has a holy work that needs to be done.
那个神对摩西说啊，你不要害怕啊。
And God told Moses, "Don't be afraid."
因为啊，摩西可能自己啊对这方面不熟啊。
Maybe, but Moses didn't was not familiar.
摩西口才不错。
Moses was pretty eloquent.
摩西学识蛮好。
And he was pretty good at learning.
但是啊，作为埃及王子啊，我想摩西亲手做这些东西的机会可能不多啊。
But as an Egyptian prince, he probably didn't have to do much hard labor.
啊，所以他大概也不太会什么雕刻啦，也不会镶砍啊，更不会做什么做衣服啊，什么不会，大概不会做这些东西啊。
So he probably doesn't know how to do many crafts.
啊，但是啊，神对摩西说啊。
But God told Moses.
说那个比撒列，我已经按他的名召他了。
He said, I have already chosen Bezaleel.
哦，所以教会有圣工。
So if there's work in the church,
神就会预备工人啊。
God will prepare a worker.
有时候我们很害怕啊。
Sometimes we are very scared.
我们会紧张说，哎呀，这个教会圣工这么多人啊，人到底在哪里啊？
We're nervous that there's so much holy work. Where are the people?
我们要看啊，神一定会在教会里面安排适合的工人。
But we know that God will definitely arrange the appropriate workers.
但是啊，不要一直看别人哦。
But stop looking at others.
不要看。别说你啊，神按着你名已经叫你了，就是你了。
Don't point at others and say God has appointed you.
就是你，赶快出来做，不要逃。啊、
It has to be you. Don't run away. Come and do this work.
有没有想过可能就是我啊
？Did you think about maybe it's me？
啊，我的神学院的同学啊。
So my seminary's classmate.
啊，我们的同学哈、哦，跟我们讲过一件事情啊。
My classmate told us something.
他说啊，他在10年前就不断的为英国教会祷告啊。
He said for 10 years he prayed for the Church of England.
他说啊，10年来啊，英国教会都没有新的青年，都没有青年出来。要做传道啊
！Because in 10 years, none of them had devoted themselves to be pastors.
他为这件事情啊，拼命祷告、禁食、祷告啊。
And he fasted and prayed for this.
啊，结果祷告10年了，还是没有人要出来啊。
And 10 years later, no youths came out.
啊，所以他说我明白啦。
So then he said, "I understand."
那你们不出来，那我就自己出来啦。
I guess if you don't devote yourself, then I shall.
我们的同学，我的同学就是这样子啊，出来做传道啊。
And this is how my classmate became a pastor.
他说他等了10年。
He waited 10 years.
他在看有这么多优秀的青年。
He saw so many great youth.
他说想说神可能要拣选他们来做工啊。
And he thought God must be choosing one of them to do the work.
结果祷告了10年才发觉，原来神是要他出来做工啊。
And after 10 years of prayer, he realized God wanted him to come out.
真的啊，神的工作神会安排人啊。
And so God's work, He will have people arranged for it.
所以我们不要害怕。
So we don't have to be afraid.
教会要发展。
Because the church will grow.
有的地方可能要分社。
And some people will split up.
可能有更多的圣工需要更多的人参与。
Maybe we have more work and we need more people to participate.
我们只要尽力去安排。
We just have to go ahead and work.
神就会按着他所选召的工人的名召他出来做工啊。
And according to his workers, he will pull someone to do the work.
但是如果我们是那个按着名被神所选召的啊。
And if we are someone that has been called out by name.
那我们如果看到教会的需要。
And if we see a need of church.
听到圣灵的感动。
And we feel the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那我们就要勇敢地站出来啊。
Then we have to bravely stand up.
因为神选召我们出来服侍他。
Because God has called us to serve him.
那我们就不要害怕。
So we don't need to be afraid.
因为神会按借着他的圣灵把智慧赐给我们啊。
Because through his Holy Spirit, God will give us the wisdom we need.
所以我们看回来。
So let's go back to this
我们看回来31节啊。
Verse 31.
三十一节说，又以神的灵充满他，使他有智慧、有聪明、有知识，能做各样的 工哦。所以如果今天神要叫你出来，
So today if God wants you to come out,
神按着你的名呼召你了，
And if he has called you by name,
你心里有感动，你知道是你要站出来的时候，
And your heart is moved and you know it is your time to stand up,
有时候真的会害怕哦。
Sometimes you really will be scared,
尤其是没有参与过的工作，
Especially if you've never done this work before,
有时候是没有经验的事情，
Some you may have no experience,
有时候真的会害怕，
So you will truly be afraid,
但是这里说啊，你放心啊，神的圣灵啊要充满你啊。
But here it says, do not worry because you will be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以神的灵神的能力复辟你啊，你就会有知识有智慧有聪明啊。
So with his spirit, you can have skill, ability, and knowledge.
所以今天做圣工不在于你的学历。
So today, it doesn't matter what your education is when you do work.
更不在乎你世界上的成就。
And it doesn't matter what your worldly accomplishments are.
而是在你有没有被神的灵所充满。
It is if you have been filled with the Spirit of God.
当你听见神的呼召。
And if you hear God's calling.
鼓起勇气往前进。
Then go forward and be brave.
说神的灵就要充满你，给你智慧聪明啊。
Because his spirit will fill you so that you will have wisdom and knowledge.
这是圣经里面很多工人的认识啊。
And this is how many workers have experienced in the Bible.
我们来看一下提摩太前书啊。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy.
我们看提摩太前书的第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章的第十二节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
十二节，我感谢那给我力量的我们主耶稣基督，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。好，那这个呢是保罗侍奉的秘诀。
And so this is what Paul felt about service.
保罗一辈子在保罗啊，信主之后啊，拼命努力的做圣工啊。
Because after he came to believe, he could not stop working.
那有时候我们看啊，保罗的人生啊，为了做圣工，真的是啊，不要命啊。
It seems that Paul didn't even want his life with the way he worked.
哇，他拼命为主做工啊，为主受了很多的苦啊。
And he diligently worked for God and suffered for him.
所以有时候我们很羡慕啊。
So sometimes we might be envious.
我说这个保罗啊，活出一个这么有意义的伟大人生啊。
Paul had a life that was filled with meaning and greatness.
我们也希望说我们的生命啊，我们的生命在神的眼中也有如此的价值啊。
And we also want our lives to have value in front of God.
但是很奇怪啊，保罗跟我们信同一个耶稣啊。
But it's strange, Paul believes in the same Jesus that we do.
保罗跟我们啊，也是啊，同一个圣灵啊。
And like us, Paul has the same Holy Spirit.
为什么保罗的人生过起来跟我们这么的不同呢？
Why is his life so much different from ours?
为什么做起圣工来我们的威力不太一样呢？
Why is the holy work different?
这里啊，保罗告诉我们他侍奉的秘诀在哪里啊。
And here it tells us the mysteryof Paul's servitude.
他说啊，给我力量的是我的主耶稣基督啊。
Here it says, the Christ Jesus our Lord has given me strength.
所以今天要侍奉不是啊，你读了多少书啊，你有多么的聪明啊。
So today if we serve, it's not how smart you are and how much you have studied.
这里说啊，给你力量的只有源头主耶稣基督哦。
It is only Christ Jesus that can give us the strength.
我有时候啊，在看那个，有时候啊，在看那个教会的信徒帮忙翻译哦。
And sometimes I see the interpreters for church.
那我说发现一件事情哦，蛮有趣的。
And I notice one thing, it's very interesting.
专业人士不见得翻得比较好哦。
And so those who are professional don't necessarily translate better.
我有一次看到哦，有一个是那个真的是在外面啊工作哦，他就是职业专业的interpreter 哦，专业的翻译的人哦。
And one time I knew that there was someone whose job was actually to be a professional translator.
但是啊，奇怪啊，在教会里翻译也没有翻得比较好啊。
But in church, it's not that he translated better than everyone.
有时候还翻得比较糟糕哦。
And sometimes he was worse.
为什么会这样子呢？
And why is that?
因为有时候啊，人觉得自己有专业，有这种的能力啊，就忘了依靠神了。
Because we think we have a special skill, then we will not rely on God.
我觉得我会啊。
I feel like I know.
但是结果，你会的结果就是你做不到啊。
And you think you know, and yet you cannot accomplish.
圣工跟外面社会上的工作不一样。
Holy work is not the same as the work in the outside world.
外面的工作啊，你只要什么？你只要能力强，口才好，然后有方法，你就可以做得很好啊。
If you're smart, you're eloquent, and you can find a way.
但是啊，今天做圣工不是这样子啊。
But holy work is not like that.
如果神不与你同
If God is not with you,
如果神不帮助你,
if God does not help you,
不管你的能力有多好,
it doesn't matter how great your power is.
常常做得很辛苦,
you might work very hard, and yet it will be a mess.
所以这是我们今天要认知到的一件事情。
So that's something we need to know today.
就说给我们的力量, 给我们力量的是我的主耶稣基督啊。
It is the Lord Jesus that gives us the strength.
有一次啊，我们在带领慕道朋友啊。
One time I was bringing a true seeker friend.
那带领那个慕道朋友啊，讲实话，那一次好像噩梦一样啊。
And that time, talking to them was like a nightmare.
因为那个慕道朋友啊，很难沟通啊。
Because it was very difficult to communicate with his friend.
可能有一点忧郁症哈，还躁郁，有一点不是很稳定，情绪不是很稳定啊。
He was a little bit depressed and unstable.
所以他常常凌晨两点打电话。
So often he would call me at 2 a.m.
啊，晚上说不是只有打给我啊，那个青年班一个一个打。
And not just me, but they would call everyone in the youth class.
哇，你要是不接电话就生气了，下次就不来教会了。
And if you didn't pick up his call, he would stop coming to church.
哇，那个时候啊，带领他认识耶稣啊，真的啊，大家是活在水。
And it was very difficult at the time for all of us to bring this person to church.
有几个青年说算了吧，算了吧，我们放弃吧。
So some youth said, "Let's just forget about him."
啊，但是有的青年说不行啊，怎么可以随便放弃呢？
And some youth said, "No, how can we give up? We have to work harder."
真的，他心情不好，晚上睡不着啊，就是凌晨两点三点给你打电话。
And really, because he was insomniac, he would call us in the middle of the night.
你不接电话，他下次在教会就骂人啊。
And if he didn't pick up, then next time he saw you at church, he would yell at you.
哦，有一次啊，最离谱哦。
And one time,
啊，想说啊，他生日哈，去给他那样子给他庆生啊，反正就是跟他就跟他这样子给他庆祝一下哦。
It was his birthday, so we want to celebrate with him.
啊，结果我们就去啦。
And so we went to see him.
啊，结果啊，到了一半他生气了。
And halfway through, he got really angry.
为什么生气了
？Why?
他说哦，今天来六个。
He said today only 6 of you are here.
那个谁上次庆生来八个。
And someone else had a birthday and 8 people went to their celebration.
你们看不起我哦。
You don't like me.
所以就是这样子啊，这样搞了一年多啊。
And so we went through this for over a year.
好几次我们真的是精疲力尽啊，很想说啊，算了，因为我们一直在用很多方法带他去吃饭啊，跟他出去玩啊，用很多这种方法来带他。
We would take him out and hang out with him and we almost gave up.
啊，但是啊，这种哦，用这种各样的活动来引导，来想要带领他。
And we used all these activities to try and entice him to come.
但是啊，真的很辛苦啊。
But it was very challenging.
到有一天啊，他突然打个电话给我。
And one day he gave me a call.
他刚刚打电话跟我说啊，我觉得我不需要你们了。
And he said, I don't need you guys anymore.
想他糟糕了，他终于放弃信仰了。
And I thought, oh no, he's really giving up on faith.
啊，当然心里喘了一口气了，没有人会在三点打电话给我了。
I was a little bit relieved. I thought, no one will call me in the middle of the night anymore.
我想说，我不需要你们了。
And he said, I don't need you.
我说你还好吧。
I said, are you okay?
他说啊，我找到耶稣了。
He said, I found Jesus.
真的啊，他有一次那时候啊，教会在办活动哦。
So at that time, there was a church activity.
所以他下班之后啊，天天晚上就赶到教会去聚会啊。
So after work, he would go to church every single night.
他说有一天晚上啊，就是晚上那个聚会完，大家到前面来祷告哦。
And he said one night, everyone came forward to pray.
他说啊，祷告完啊，他就觉得说他亲手摸到神啊。
And in that prayer, he felt like he personally touched God.
他说我现在有神在我的生命里面啊。
He said now that I have God in my life.
所以他说跟我们讲说我不需要你们。
So he said I don't need you guys anymore.
哎，真的啊，有时候人一直要用自己的方法，真的你会做很多，但是啊，结果不见得很好啊。
So a lot of times we want to use our own ways, but it's not very good, and we don't have any good results.
但是啊，如果神一动手，神一动工哦。
And as soon as God works.
那有时候对我们来讲很困难的工作啊，神他就成功了就好了。
A difficult work for us will easily be accomplished by God.
所以做圣工啊，不在乎你的才能啊。
So when we do holy work, it has nothing to do with your skill.
而在乎你的祷告啊。
It has to do with your prayer.
在这里讲说，神召你，神就会把各样的智慧、能力、见识加给你啊。
Here, if God calls you, He will give you the skills, abilities, and knowledge.
所以我们今天侍奉最重要的一点。
So the most important thing in our servitude today.
侍奉一定要从灵修开始啊。
The servitude comes with spiritual cultivation.
没有灵修的工作。
Without any spiritual cultivation.
可能做圣工做很多。
You might do a lot of holy work.
但是做圣工越做信心越差。
But the more you do it, the less your faith becomes.
工作做完信心也失败了。
You finish your work, but you failed in your faith.
为什么？因为你没有后面的那个灵修的支撑啊。
Why? Because you have no spiritual cultivation to back you up.
没有灵修就没有被神的灵所充满。
And if you're not cultivated, you're not filled with His Spirit.
所以啊，做得很辛苦。
So then it is very challenging for you to do the work.
但是却看不到什么结果。
And yet you see no results.
哦，所以要做工要祷告。
So if you want to do work, you must pray.
要做工需要被神的灵所充满。
If you do work, you must be filled with His Spirit.
我们看回来，出埃及记的35章啊。
Let us turn back to Exodus chapter 35.
35章的第34节啊。
35:34.
34节。34。那这里说啊，神使他和但支派亚西撒抹的儿子亚和利亚伯心里灵明，能教导人。好，我们刚刚讲说这里有两个不一样的工人啊。
And here we see two different workers.
但是你会发觉说啊，神安排这两个工人的工作的特长 完全不一样哦。
And you'll see each of them are quite different.
然后一个是什么？一个是各样巧工都会做哦。
One was able to do all kinds of crafts.
就是手艺很好啊。
And he was very skillful.
啊，但是啊，另外这个亚西撒抹就没有讲这样子哦。
But it does not say this about Aholiab.
那这个亚西撒抹的特质在哪里
？So what is his specialty?
他说心里灵明，能教导人啊。
And it says that here he is able to teach.
这是完全不一样的恩赐啊。
And that is a completely different gift.
但是就像我们今天早上所说的啊。
And it's like what we said this morning.
不同的恩赐，努力的侍奉一样的价值啊。
So different gifts will still produce works of same value.
我们可以想象这两个完全不同恩赐的工人在一起。
We can see these completely different gifts working together.
如果他们互相比较哦。
And if they were to compare.
那就什么工作都不用做了。
Then no work will get done.
啊，结果这个。比萨利啊，整天就是拿他那个很厉害的那个雕刻啊，你看你会吗？你会吗
？Because then Bezaleel will just take his work and just show off all the time.
亚和利亚伯说，哼，你看我学生有多少
？And Aholiab would say, look how many students I have.
好、哦，我们比数量不比质量啊。
Let us compare quantity.
哎，真的啊，那个不同的人有不同的恩赐啊。
It's true, different people have different gifts.
但是不同的恩赐都是神的家所需要的。
But different gifts are needed by the house of God.
所以彼此比较是最无聊的事。
So it is ridiculous.To compare.
并且是最幼稚的事情啊。
And it is very immature.
啊，因为神，你看神给他们两个恩赐完全不同。
Because God gave them completely different gifts.
但是两个人的合作成就了一个伟大的圣工。
But when they collaborate, they are able to do a great work.
那在这里特别讲这个亚西撒抹的儿子亚和利亚伯，这个人的恩赐很有趣啊。
And so Aholiab has a very interesting gift.
我们通常讲圣经里面讲到恩赐就是有智慧会做这个会做那个哦。
We usually talk about gifts where someone has wisdom and he can do all kinds of things.
但是在这里特别讲一句他会教导人啊。
But here it says the ability to teach others.
这个恩赐非常重要啊。
This is a very important gift.
因为有了这个恩赐
With this gift.
所以很多人能够参与到这样的工作里面。
Many could participate in the works.
如果每个人都是巧匠如果说这两个人都是巧匠
If everyone was a craftsman.
如果这两个人都很会雕刻
If both of these two were good at cutting and setting stones.
但是两个都不会教人
But none of them knew how to teach anyone.
所以这两个人就要从头做到尾
Then,
全部自己来
These two would have to do all of the work by themselves.
那就哇，里面做的汗流满面啊。
And they'd be extremely sweaty and tired.
啊，外面的人觉得非常的等待，非常的无聊啊。
And everyone waiting outside would be extremely bored.
哦，所以呀，工作就没有分配出去。
So the work would not get divided up.
啊，但是这里讲说能教导人。
But here it says the ability to teach others.
因为有他，所以有更多的人有机会参与啊。
With him, many more had the opportunity to participate.
哦，所以今天教会的工作有一样非常重要的。
So today the work in church is very important in this aspect.
就是栽培、预备更多的工人啊。
We need to develop more workers.
那有的教会觉得说，我现在人很多，够了。
Some churches think I have a lot of people now, so I have enough.
你看呢、啊，我有翻译，有讲道，有领诗，有诗琴，我都有啊。
I have interpreters, speakers, pianists. I have everything.
啊，但是啊，有远见的工人哦。
But then to have more workers coming.
他会看有比较有 vision 的工人啊。
To have workers with vision.
啊，他会看到五年之后我还有多少人。
They will see in 5 years. They'll think about how many people they have.
十年之后，新生代支撑得起工作吗
？And what about in 10 years? Will there be new workers?
因为教会是一个永续经营哦，是一个 continuous 的、哦，这是一个长时间、一个很长时间的一个侍奉哦。
Because church is continuous and there will be servitude over long periods of time.
哦，所以我们不要只看今天呐、啊。
So don't only look at today.
我们要看五年、十年、二十年呐、啊。
We have to look ahead to 5, 10, and 20 years from now.
所以有的地方的负责人呐、啊，真的很有心哦。
So some council members have a lot of heart.
哦，他们可能呐、啊，手上的那个能够动用的工人已经很多了。
Maybe they have a lot of workers on hand already.
但是他们的训练从来没有停下来。
But the training never stops.
甚至从宗教教育体系里面就开始训练啊。
So in RE class, they are already training workers.
啊，我还记得我有一次去一间教会啊。
I remember one time I went to a church.
那这个教会啊，它真的很重视栽培工人啊。
And this church really focused on developing workers.
其实那个时候，那间教会的各样工作人都很多、哦。
And to be honest, they had a lot of workers in every aspect.
但是啊，很多都是留学生啊。
But many of them were students.
所以他们就已经看到了，如果今天留学生离开怎么办
？So they could see if all these students left, what would happen?
所以虽然工人很多，但是啊，非常有远见。
So even though there are a lot of workers, they still had the vision.
他们就开始啊，各样工作的栽培啊。
So they started training in all types of work.
那、啊、我还记得啊，他们那时候在训练翻译哦。
I remember they were training for interpretation.
他们是从宗教教育的。J1 就开始啊
They started from the J1 class
他从 J1、啊、一季 上一次当作 activity 啊，当作他们的活动哦。
And every quarter they had an interpretation activity.
啊，就是好玩啊，让学生玩一玩，但是试一试，尝一尝啊。
And it was just for fun, but then it was a good way for the J1 students to learn.
然后你就可以看得出哪些哦，这一方面有恩赐，以后可以专门训练的啊。
And you could see who had the gifts and who you could focus training on.
啊，到 J2 的时候，就会把一些有比较可能可以训练的，就把它集中起来啦。
And for J2, the ones that were able to be trained, you could gather them up.
啊，然后啊，就照着各个小组不同的能力分梯的训练啊。
And then you could divide up and figure out who could train for what.
哦，所以我那时候在看那一间教会的翻译的人哦。
So at the time when I saw the translators at that church.
他们已经有随时可以翻译的11个。
At any given time, they had 11 translators.
他们有20个正在训练啊。
And they had 20 in training.
哦，所以啊，你就已经看到啊，他从大学生到高中生，他有一整个体系的训练。
So you could see there was a sequence from college to even high school. They were
training. 所以这间教会不管啊，是不是留学生都走了，他永远都有用不完的工人啊。
So regardless of the students, if they left, there were always going to be a supply of workers.
即使有一天他需要分社。
Even if one day they need to split up into a different church.
他也不害怕啊，分社我的工人还是很多啊。
They don't have to worry because there's still so many workers.
所以今天在教会里面啊，栽培训练工人啊，是至关重要的。
So today it's extremely important for us to train more workers.
所以啊，就像摩西啊，摩西也是在栽培工人啊。
And Moses also trained workers.
哦，那个以利亚也在栽培工人啊。
Elijah did the same.
啊，巴拿巴也在栽培工人啊。
And Barnabas did the same.
所以我们看到圣经当中啊，一些神所使用的器皿，他们常常想的哈、哦、比较长远啊。
So the vessels that were chosen by God, many times they think much farther.
但有人来协助，有更多的人来参与啊。
There can be more people to support and participate.
啊，这样工作起来啊，第一啊比较热闹哦。
And that way it's more fun to do the work.
啊，第二啊那个工作比较轻松啊。
And the work becomes easier.
啊，真的啊，你如果什么事情都要自己来啊。
It's true if you have to do everything yourself.
有时候啊，你做的累的半死。
Sometimes you're extremely tired.
但是大家觉得你非常没有效率啊。
But everyone thinks you're very ineffective.
哦，所以我们今天啊做圣工。要用脑筋哦。
So today when we do holy work, we should use our brains.
更要为教会栽培各样的人才啊。
And we have to help develop workers for the church.
哦，在圣经里面记载了一个故事啊。
And in the Bible, there's a story.
他讲到说啊，有一次啊，以利沙的学生啊，跟他的老师说哦。
And one time, Elisha's student said to him.
他跟他老师说啊，老师啊，这个房子太小了。
And he said to his teacher, teacher, this is too small of a house.
他说啊，我们去砍树木来盖房子啊。
Let's go cut some wood to build a house.
啊，但是这个仆人啊，这个学生啊，又讲了一句话哦。
And then the student said one more thing.
他说，让我们都去。
He said, let us all go together.
哦，他没有说我去就可以啦。
He didn't say, I'll do it myself.
没有说你看我这个肌肉，哇，你看这个我很有力气啊。
Say, look how strong I am.
他没有啊，他说我们一起去啊。
He said, let's go together.
因为他知道啊，靠他一个人啊，做工作太慢啊。
Because he knew if he did it alone, it would be too slow.
如果他从头到尾都靠自己啊。
So if he always relied on himself.
哇，那可能工作要做很久啊。
Then this job might take forever.
当然做完之后他可能会很有成就感。你看我一个人呢。
But so maybe he'll feel really successful when he's done that he did it all by himself.
但是啊，其他的人啊，可能会等得很没，觉得你的动作实在是太慢啊。
But everyone else will be waiting very impatiently.
啊，但是如果每个人都去啊。
But if everyone goes.
不用多一个人砍一根树木就可以了。
Then everyone can just chop down one piece, one tree.
一起把它拖回来，马上就盖一间房子起来了。
And then you bring them all back, and then you could build a house right away.
教会的圣工就是这样。
This is what holy work in church is like.
栽培工人。
When you train workers.
啊，寻找更多服事的同工。
And you look for more that can serve with you.
啊，使我们能够在事工上更加的亲神。
So that we can get closer to God.
哦，所以我们要避免一个状况啊。
So we need to prevent this.
啊，像有的教会啊，常常是什么20%的人在做80%的工作啊。
Most churches follow the 20-80 rule when it comes to work.
而且我80%的人不知道自己要做什么。
80% of the people don't know what to do.
不见得是他们不要做哦。
It's not that they don't want to do anything.
而是他们不知道自己要做什么。
It's that they don't know what they should do with themselves.
那这个时候啊，就是负责人必须要站出来啦。
So at this time, the council members must step forward.
负责人必须要去看有哪些工作可以有更多的人来参与。
The council members must see which works can have more participation.
很多时候我们都喜欢用那个已经很好用的人啊。
We often like to use those that are easy to use.
是不是那个已经会领会已经 领十年的啊这个最好用啊。
The one who's been a speaker for 10 years, let's have him continue to speak.
啊，你看这个翻译翻得这么顺啊就是他啦。
And so let's just pick the same translator every time.
为什么
Why?
因为如果你用新人哦。
Because if you use a new person.
那个科 跌跌撞撞、磕磕薄薄那样，那有时候真的很痛苦啊。
Sometimes they're rough around the edges, so it's kind of painful.
哦，有时候那个哦，遇到那个新手翻译呀、啊，哦，我们都替他很着急啊。
We're all very worried for the new translators.
啊，有时候啊，那个遇到新手讲道啊，你讲得很辛苦啊，我们听得很痛苦啊。
And sometimes the new speakers are very hard to get through.
但是啊，谁不是这样子走出来的呢
？But who has not started that way?
我们如果不愿意让他们经历这一段的磨练
，If we are not willing to let them train,
他们永远都没有办法有独当一面的能力啊。
They will never get better.
哦，所以一间好的教会
，So for a good church,
一个好的训练的机制哈、哦、
，A good training.
哦，他们会安排让更多的人有机会参与。
They will arrange for more opportunities for everyone to participate.
并且大家愿意让这些人有被训练、有这一段磨练的机会啊。
And we have to be open to letting these people have this opportunity to learn.
是的，可能大家都要忍耐啊。
And so everyone has to be patient.
听道理要忍耐。
When you listen to the sermon, you must be patient.
听翻译要忍耐。
And you listen to translation, you have to be patient.
听事情要忍耐。
You listen to the pianist, it is the same.
听领诗更要忍耐。
The hymn leader, you have to be patient.
但是啊，忍耐到最后啊，你就会发觉说教会有各样的工人合乎主用啊。
But when you're patient to the end, you will find out you have workers of every type.
你就这样忍耐下去，你就发觉说十年之后、啊、教会有用不完的人才啊。
You'll realize in 10 years you have unlimited manpower.
哦，所以不要只用好用的。
So don't just use those that are easy to use.
因为有一天好用的会老。
Because one day those people will get old.
可能有一天好用的会搬到别的地方啊。
They might move away.
啊、哦，所以啊，训练更多的工人。
So you have to train more workers.
啊、哦，来协助各样的圣
童、哦、so that they can support the holy work.
我们看回来出埃及记
35章、啊、Let us turn back to Exodus chapter 35.
我们看出埃及记的35章的第36章的第一节、啊
chapter 36 verse 1
36章第一节
36:1
他这里说比撒列和亚和利亚伯并一切心里有智慧就是蒙主赐智慧的叫他知道做神圣所各样使用之功的都要照主所吩咐的做工、哦、所以到最后呢还是回到了一个原点、啊、
So at the end you come back to this point
这个人很有智慧
So these people are very skilled
这个人心里灵明能教导人
And his heart is good at teaching people
这个人、啊、各项恩赐全备、啊、
Or he has all types of gifts
这个人、啊、神赐他知识智慧、啊、
God has given him wisdom, skill
但是到最后啊这里说你要照神所吩咐的做各样的工啊。
At the end, you have to do the work just as God has commanded.
我们今天早上说啊，做工到最后的最重要的要求是什么？
What did we say was the most important thing when you fulfill God's work?
哥林多前书告诉我们说，就是要有忠心啊。
In 1 Corinthians, it says we must be faithful.
哦，所以这里啊，对比撒列、对亚和利亚伯的最终要求是什么？按照神所吩咐的去做啊。
So for these two, it was most important for them to do the work as God has commanded.
那你不能说啊，哎呀，我很有智慧，我很有技巧，我来改一改啊。
You cannot say I'm very smart, I'm very skilled. Let me change it a little bit.
哦，神说啊，那个。神说啊，约柜要长方形，你说不要，我要做三角形。
God said the ark must be a rectangle, and you said no, I like triangles better.
哦，那上面说要做天使啊，你说不要，我要做两只蝴蝶。
They had to make chairs, but you say no, I want butterflies.
啊，不管你什么样的恩赐，做得多美，到最后神都会生气啊。
Regardless of your skill and how beautiful it is, God will still be angry with you.
因为不忠心啊。
Because you were not faithful.
哦，所以到最后啊，侍奉的最核心的要求就是。忠心按照主所吩咐的、啊、
So the most important point is that we must faithfully follow God's command.
所以在创世纪啊，当神吩咐挪亚盖方舟啊。
So in Genesis, when God commanded Noah to build the ark.
那这个圣经里面一直重复出现一句话啊。
We will see that the one phrase gets repeated.
挪亚就按照神所吩咐的去做啊。
Noah did according to what God had commanded.
那真的啊，这句话非常重要啊。
And this phrase is extremely important.
如果挪亚没有按照神所吩咐的去做
，If Noah did not follow God's commands.
神说啊，作为一个方舟
If God said make an ark
啊，你如果看了那个方舟的尺寸啊，其实蛮像棺材的哦。
If you look at the measurements, it's kind of like a coffin.
真的，方舟不漂亮。你如果看方舟的那个设计图，不漂亮，一点都不漂亮啊。
It's true. If you see the designs, the coffin is ark is not very beautiful.
你要是说啊，这个挪亚啊，很有那个艺术细胞啊。
And if Noah was very artistic,
他说啊，这太难看了、啊。
He thought this is extremely unattractive.
来，我给他加个那个帆哈、哦，加这里改一下，那里装一下。
Let me add a sail and redesign it.
哇，可能坐下去很。 很美啊。
Maybe it would be very beautiful.
啊，这里雕个花，啊，那里刻个什么啊？
Maybe I could carve something beautiful into it.
哇，你看啊，这个艺术品啊。
Then it could be a piece of art.
啊，结果最后啊，就沉下去了。
And in the end, it would sink.
啊，所以啊，今天一个工作要做得好。
So today, to do a work right.
不是你多会轰轰烈烈的，不是你多会用各样的巧思啊。
It is not to use all type of your skills.
而是说你最后这一切是不是按照神所要求的去完成啊。
It is if, did you complete this according to what God had commanded?
如果我们在参与圣工当中用了很多的心思。
If we used a lot of effort in our holy work.
但是最后我们的方向跟目的不是按着神所吩咐的。
But the direction is not according to what God wanted.
不管你多努力，这样的圣工都没有，对我们都没有价值。
It doesn't matter how diligent you were, this holy work is worthless.
不管你多努力啊，神都不会因为这样子称赞你啊。
And God will not praise you for this type of work.
因为你的方向错误。
Because your direction was wrong.
因为你没有按照神所吩咐的尺寸。
Because you did not follow His commands.
啊，到最后所做的一切工都是白做啦。
So basically, you did all that for nothing.
啊，但是如果我们今天啊，我们可能不是很 fancy 啊，不是会，我们不会做的那种，哇，很让人家给你拍手啊。
But maybe today our work is not fancy.
我们可能啊，不是很有艺术啊，很有技巧啊，很有知识啊。
Maybe we don't have a lot of artistic skill.
啊，但是啊，我们就是很老实啊。
But we are very faithful.
我们就是什么，神说怎么做，我就怎么做。
What God said, I will do exactly.
神说圆形就是圆形。
He said to make it round.
长方形就是长方形。
He said to make it a rectangle.
老老实实的按照主所吩咐的去做啊。
We faithfully follow His orders.
或许看起来没有很抢眼啊，就是 spotlight， 没有让人家一看就觉得说哇了不起啊。
Maybe it's not something that looks like it would be spotlighted.
但是啊，在主的眼中啊。忠心又良善的好仆人啊。
But in God's eyes, you are a good and loyal servant.
所以这两个天才哦，这两个人啊，是侍奉特别恩赐的天才啊。
So these two people here were extremely gifted.
但是他们的工作到最后为什么在神眼中有价值？
But why is it that their work had value in the eyes of God?
这里一句话。
It is this one phrase.
就是照主所吩咐的完成了各样的工。
That they did the work just as the Lord has commanded.
这是他们的价值。
This is their value.
这也必须要是我们的价值。
And it must be our value.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let us pray.